built up in a village, or they're staying in the outlying, they're staying in the desert area, they're staying in the jungle, etc. They don't establish salah illa qad istahwadha alayhim ash-shaytan, except that shaitan most certainly overpowers these people. If people are staying in a certain area but they didn't establish jamaat, here the hadith is saying three people are staying in one area but they didn't establish a center point of performing salah, they didn't establish a musalla, or they didn't establish a masjid, they didn't establish some point where they can gather and read salah, illa qad istahwadha alayhim ash-shaytan, except that shaitan overpowers these people. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to say, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ, cling on, hold on tightly to performing salah with jama'ah, with congregation. فَإِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ ذِئْبُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ الْقَاسِيَةِ, for verily the wolf eats that sheep that strays away, that lone sheep that strays away from the jama'ah, from the congregation, from the other flock of sheep that strays away, that is the sheep that the wolf attacks. In other words, that is the person that shaitan attacks now. Shaitan will get this person. He'll feel as though I'll manage on my own. I don't need to perform salah with jama'ah with the people. So now I can read at home. He's thinking he's like that, but shaitan finds him an easy prey. Why? Because once jama'ah is established at a certain point, you have a fixed time that namaz is performed. Everyone will have to come there. When a man is reading namaz at home, he's got no fixed time. He can read one day early, one day late, one day read it before the soccer match, one day read it after the soccer match. One day he'll feel lazy after Isha, or sometimes he'll feel, no, Fajr namaz, there's still a lot of time left, let me delay it. So all these things will overpower a person when he's reading salah at home. So what a beautiful example Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that the wolf attacks that sheep that is lone, that's a lone sheep. Whereas a man comes to the masjid, if he's there every day, and now suddenly this person is not there, then the musalli start finding out what happened to him. They'll phone him. Now he is also careful that people are going to phone me, they're going to ask me. So automatically he feels that I need to come. So there is many benefits of a person establishing salah, or a person coming to the masjid and performing salah. And for people staying in an area establishing salah, it gives support to one another. Also it builds a whole community around the masjid. People coming, they can share ideas, they can share problems, they can share concerns. One person has got some solution to the problem, another person has got the problem. So there's many, many, many other benefits that come with establishing a center, with establishing a center place for salah. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying in this hadith, isn't three people, whether they're staying in the village, or even if they're staying in the outlying area, if they don't establish the salah, then shaitan will overpower them. Because how a wolf goes and catches and tackles the lone sheep, like that shaitan will tackle this person, because he isn't there with the congregation. This word fa'alaykum in Arabic, it means cling on, hold on, be very firm. So yes, fa'alaykum bil jama'ah, be very, very firm with your salamud congregation. Today we start a new chapter, Babu al-Hassi ala hudur al-jama'ati fi subhi wal-isha, the chapter on the encouragement of performing specifically the Fajr and Isha salah. One is, we did now all the importance of performing salah with jama'ah, but yes, specifically Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought the Fajr salah and the Isha salah, because generally you find people get lazy at these times. One is the time of Fajr and the other is the time of Isha. So specifically in the hadith also it is mentioned specific rewards for performing the salah. So he's brought it as a separate chapter. And Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Man salla al-isha fi jama'atin faka'annama qama nisfa al-layl. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that person that performs Isha with jama'at, the person that performed Isha with Jamaat, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَامَ نِصْفَ اللَّيْلِ, it's as though he has stood up half the night in ibadat. وَمَنْ صَلَّى الصُّبْحَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ, that person that has performed the Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, فَكَأَنَّمَا صَلَّى اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهِ, it's as though he has stood up the other half of the night in ibadat. They show the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows the clemency, the rahmat, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. So simple. Person is particular that I must perform my Isha Salah with Jama'ah, he's got the reward of half the night in Ibadat. He performs his Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, it's as though he's got the other half of the night in Ibadat. It doesn't mean a person mustn't wake up for his Tahajjud and perform his other Ibadat in the night. It doesn't mean that. What it means is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him the reward as though he stood up that night. Such an easy method. Only a foolish person will deliberately miss out his Fajr Salah and his Isha Salawat Jama'ah. Wa fi riwayat al-Tirmidhi an Uthman ibn Affan. Here we see the beauty of the Muhaddisin. If there's another riwayat, another narration where the words change slightly, they're so particular to mention that riwayat also, so that a person doesn't miss out the benefit of that slight change that is mentioned in that riwayat also. وفي رواية الترمذي عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من شهد العشاء في جماعة كان له قيام نصف ليلة. In another riwayat in Tirmidhi Sharif, same Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu is reporting, he says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person that is present for the jama'ah, kana lahu qiyamu nisfa laylatin, that person that is present for Isha jama'at, it's as though he has stood up half the night. And now the second part of the hadith, the words change slightly. وَمَنْ صَلَّ الْعِشَاءَ وَالْفَجْرَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ, that person who reads Isha and Fajr with jama'ah, kana lahu kaqiyami laylatin, it's as though this person has stood up the whole night. The words change slightly here. The first hadith says, that person who performed Fajr Salah with jama'ah, it's as though he's got the other half. Here the hadith is saying, that person that read Isha and Fajr, it's as though he stood the whole night. Slight difference in the words, but Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought it to show us this benefit of the words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also the level of the level that they take care of. They don't just say a hadith and they say this is the word. If the hadith has changed, they'll maintain it, they'll record it, they'll narrate it just like that. So that the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are protected in its entirety to such an extent, even the changes that come in the narration, that mild, slight changes, even that is protected. So this shows us also that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself protects. The number of kuffars you get, they are protecting the Quran, the muhaddisin are protecting the words of the hadith to such an extent that even in the kitab you find that if one print has got a different, has got the word, for example, a sheen has got it as a seen, one person may have forgot to put the dots and another nuskha has got it with the dots, on that nuskha also there'll be one sign. The nuskha means on that copy. On that copy there'll be one sign to say that there is another copy of this hadith that has got this with the sheen, with the three dots. So every time there's a letter that is changed, a word that is changed in the hadith also, that is recorded on the side. It is not just tipex or deleted and put the new word is put there. The change also is recorded. That's why if you open a hadith kitab, you'll find on the side many, many different words that are coming or different signs to show that there are slight differences even in the print also of the kitabs. This is the level that they have taken to preserve and protect the hadith sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and make it a point to read